All right, joining us on the line right now is Elizabeth Schultz, who's a Fairfax County School Board member, and this is what we call in the business a last-minute ad, because we heard from her, and you're not going to believe what is going on at Fairfax County Schools. She got an email that suggested that they're going to implement the transgender bathroom policy after they received a letter from the White House, the Department of Education, and there's not going to be any discussion about it. Elizabeth, how did you find out about this?
Good morning, Brian and Larry. How are you?
Good.
I feel like this is becoming a regular segment, isn't it?
Yeah. Sadly.
I got to say, I was stunned to find out on Friday afternoon, and have been in regular discourse with our Fairfax County Public Schools staff and superintendent that we're just apparently issuing guidance to principals. It's already been done. I was told after the fact that it's already been sent out to principals, and it's just happening that we're going to fully implement transgender access to students and staff in one fell swoop, and that it's never coming back to the board. And I'm pushing back very hard, because the last time, in fact, I just heard you talking to my buddy Tucker Carlson, the last time I talked to him, you know, the last position of this board was that we were directing the superintendent to go hire a consultant and report back to us on best practices, what we were doing, what we weren't doing, what the recommendations were, and that, quote-unquote, nothing would change until it came back to the board and we had a discussion, and then we would go forward based on what the discussion was. Now, of course, we have the intervening decree from the White House, courtesy of Barack Obama, that we have to do this, but the question is it even constitutional?
Well,
I'm in a position where I've sworn to uphold not only the Virginia Constitution, but my oath of office includes swearing to uphold the U.S. Constitution.
Well, let's be honest about what this is, Elizabeth. This is the members of the school board, because everybody else in the school board sees this differently than you do, the one clarion, clear thinker on the board. And that is, they just want to go right along with this. They just want to go ahead. Yes, the Obama administration says we should do this. We should rubber stamp moving on. And they don't want the discussion, because they know if there's a school board hearing about it, they're going to get an earful from the public. They're going around the public by doing this.
Well, certainly there's going to be an earful from the public regardless, whether they go full bore and just make this change and issue a decree, if you will, from the superintendent's office and from the school board office. But the bottom line is, whether it's about an outcry from the public or not, we still have a fidelity to govern as a school board, and we don't take direction from the superintendent. We give direction to the superintendent, and that's the way our governance structure is set up. And the last time we left the board table last June, we said we were coming back on this issue, and a report would be developed and delivered to this board, and we would make decisions based on that. I am not in a position where I think I take direction from the White House. I take direction from my constituents.
Yeah.
And the rest of the school board needs to put in place that we are not an arm of the federal government, and that if something comes down that's unconstitutional, and even if they agree with it theoretically in policy, then you still got to go forward and govern. And we can't give up our right to govern, even if they have a political ideology in mind.
So here's the superintendent saying, hey, we're going to implement this now, and you as an elected member of the board don't have a chance to actually discuss this. Can you tell me, at least, has he explained what the policy is and how it will be implemented? In other words, I'll put it this way, as frankly as I can. What exactly does a teenage boy have to do to convince administrators at any given school that he can now shower with the girls?
Well, apparently that guidance has already been issued to principals, and there'll be some kind of an announcement at some point this week about what that guidance includes. And here we are in a position that it's not just bathrooms and locker rooms. This is the key thing that I got to remind everybody, is it also includes, under Barack Obama's direction, access to teams, meaning athletic teams.
Yeah.
And it would include things like hotel rooms for overnight trips for student trips. So a band trip for a competition, a debate club competition, any number of things. where is the right of parents to know what's happening in a hotel room of their student when they go on travel?
Yeah.
Are you going to know that a student of the opposite sex
right.
is in your child's room
yeah.
on your child's athletics?
That's a fair question. And let me ask you this. If people are upset about what they're hearing right now, what should they do?
I think that they should immediately contact the Fairfax County School Board, FCPS School Board at fcps.edu, or they call the superintendent's office and say, hey, listen, you guys need to vet openly and transparently and not behind the scenes what you're going to do, when you're going to do it, who it affects, who gets noticed.
Yeah, it seems unfair.
Of what's happening in their classroom and in their office space. Remember, this is not just students. This is also employees. And between part-time and full-time employees, FCPS has almost 40,000 employees. So this includes employees as well. And boy, do I have some upset, one of the first, believe it or not, irony of ironies, one of the first groups I've heard from are my Arab American and Muslim parents who are incensed that they are not having proper notice about what's going to happen with their students
sure.
and their employee workspace.
Sure. Of course, Elizabeth Schultz, thanks for joining us. And you're right, absolutely. And, of course, anyone who opposes these policies will be mocked and criticized and called, the wacko Christian right. But, start mocking and criticizing the observant Muslims who are also a little
yeah.
upset about this as well.
Well, this is what happens when you don't pay close attention to who you're electing to your school board. And by the way, school board elections are almost always driven by teachers. They got 40,000 people who work for the school system who vote a certain slate because they're all union employees. And they vote the people in who then support, the left-leaning policies of these school boards. And I know that Fairfax County is not as left-leaning as this school board seems to suggest it is. So you've got to pay attention when you go to the polls and vote for people who are actually going to represent your viewpoint, not the viewpoint of the Obama administration.